Then answers one of the lawyers. Now the lawyers, they're getting uppity. They're getting uppity. I like that word, uppity. You know, my father used to say, don't get uppity with me. And said unto the master, saying, thou reproachest us also. You're pissing us off here, Lord. Lord, did you insult me, Lord? You know.
I have the flowing robe.
That's right. Yeah, I got the robe with the bells, right? And Jesus says to him, verse 36, woe unto ye also, lawyers. These are the guys that would counsel and defend the church. For ye laden men with burdens grievous. The lawyers would implement what the Pharisees said, put heavy taxes on the people to be born. And ye yourselves touch not the burdens of the people that are in the church with one of your fingers. You don't help lifting one burden from anybody. 47, woe unto you, lawyers, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Their fathers killed all the prophets, and now they build statues of them now. Too late that you killed them. Yeah. They're dead. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye build sepulchres. You could say, no, I'm not going to build a monument to this. My ancestors killed the prophets, and we're not going to. No, that was wrong. We're going to say it's wrong. We're not going to say it was right. They were glorifying their families and their ancestors by their evil deeds. No. 49. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles. Jesus is basically saying what God's plan was. He said, we sent prophets, we sent apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. We sent people. Remember the story of the vineyard? The father sent the collect the money that was coming, the prophet from the vineyard. He said, God says, we sent prophets, we sent apostles, you guys killed them. Okay. What the heck? I was going to say, what the hell, but we're in church.
Surely we'll send the son. They won't do anything.
Surely we'll send the son. What happened to him, right? But in this case, they wanted to kill him, but Jesus voluntarily died as a sacrifice. There was no murder there. 50. That the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. We are accountable, this generation, from all the blood shed by the prophets. How do we account for that? That wasn't right. That was against God. That was blaspheme. And if we have hypocrisy and blaspheme now, we need to say so or work. We inherit that. It's easy for us to say, oh, the Crusades were a mistake, right? It's another thing to say, there's other mistakes going on, and not say anything. And that's the problem of congregations that let stuff like that happen. 51. For the blood of Abel. This is interesting. You think God doesn't know everything? He knows everything.
Sure he does.
Listen to this. From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, all the prophets that were killed, God knows. Actually, the prophets are under the steps of the throne waiting for their revenge right now. Which perished between the altar and the temple. God even knows where they were killed and when they were killed. Verily I say to you that it shall be required of this generation. And this speaks to us. We are accountable for the word of God now. And we need to call it like it is. Like Jesus calling these guys hypocrites and sepulchers and vipers. Now, he wasn't sinning. He was very truthful. Make sure your anger is righteous, like Jesus' was. Woe to you lawyers. One more woe. For ye have taken away, get this, the key of knowledge. Okay, knowledge, the tree of knowledge, good and evil, right? They've taken away the key to that. What's the key to that? What's the key to the word of God? How will they know me unless someone preaches the word? I send preachers to preach the word. That's the key. We're tied to this through fellowship and studying scripture like we're doing right now. The keys of the kingdom are before us, open and taught by the Holy Spirit. This isn't have anything to do with all the stuff we make and blame God for and we make in his name. It's not about building orphanages and radio stations and soup kitchens. Oh, that's all fine. This is what's important, that God sends people so that we can fellowship in the word and with him, so we have the key to knowledge. What's the knowledge we talked about today? God's will. What's God's will? All will be saved. Everything we do has to support that. What's more important than that? That's the most knowledgeable thing we can talk about.
Preaching the gospel.
Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. Now these lawyers and Pharisees and scribes, not only did they not enter the knowledge of God, they prevented it from getting out and they hindered others. God says, it's one thing if you want to send yourself to hell. It's another thing if you stop somebody from receiving salvation. Now you're really in trouble. What does he say? Don't hurt one little one. Not meaning child necessarily. It means in spirit. Don't hinder somebody from seeking salvation and seeking me. Now you're in trouble. Now you've really got the guy upstairs. It'd be better for him to not be born, or a millstone tied around his neck and thrown in the ocean. This is serious stuff. Jesus came to do some serious business. He turned the world upside down. Upside down. Our calendar. I always say this to atheists. What year is it? Well, it's 2014. Really? I thought you said the earth's been here for millions of years. Should be like 1,962. No. And what does AD before BC and AD mean? Your calendar, you're keeping. If you're a true atheist, you'd refuse to accept today's date.
Problem is, they're trying to change that.
Look. They're going to change everything. They're coming out with money that doesn't have in God we trust now. You see? Satan's job is to.
What?
They're coming out with money that in God we trust is taken off.
Right. Well, why should they be hypocrites? They don't trust God. So they're living.
Can you believe that? Is that evidence that the world is against God? We know that. God told us that.
It's the end times. That's for sure.
And it's really evidence of the end times, too. Friends, we've got nothing to fear. We've got nothing to be concerned about. And why? Because we know God's will.
He knows whose hands are in.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta close. So, we learned a lot about prayer, but we learned a lot about God's kingdom, His will, and application of prayer, and all these things tie back to the Lord's Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. Holy Spirit, thank you for teaching this. It's so clear to us, Lord. We see the picture. We see your love. We see the will. And we see ourselves in it, Lord. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for empowering us, Lord. And thank you so much for the fellowship you give us, Lord. We get your peace and joy and your knowledge. Lord, you truly love us. Lord, in your name we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Glad to see you're still on fire.
Oh, yeah. That ain't going to change.
You haven't lost your passion. No.